Chair.
Board Member Heller, turn on your mic, please.
I'd just like to note I will be abstaining as I wasn't present for this meeting.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Yes.
Moving on, February 1st, 2018 minutes.
Board Member Chair Summers.
Board Member Heller.
I have some concerns about the February, and I mentioned this before, and it's partially the fact that, well, one, we're no longer televised, so we don't have a video record. And the audio record is oftentimes difficult to get through, and I really understand that in doing these minutes. And I am not expecting verbatim minutes by any means. We certainly do summary minutes. But my concerns are, if you compare, like, the May 3rd minutes to the February 1st minutes, there was no hearing on May 3rd, and there was a hearing in February. The May 3rd minutes, the hearing lasted 1 hour and 4 minutes and has 4 pages of minutes. But if you look at February, where the meeting lasted 3 hours, 43 minutes and had an extensive appeal hearing, and yet there are only 3 pages of minutes, I think that's way too much of a summary. We need to have a little more substance. So I would really request that the February minutes be redone and added to, because I think this hearing, as this will be the record going forward, you know, the hearing was just kind of skated over. Like I said, I don't expect verbatim. I think we can, but two good examples is where you give the opening statements, one sentence each for each side for something that lasted like 20 minutes to half an hour each. I think we could just have a little bit more. I'm not expecting volumes. So that would be my request.
Board Member Sexton, did you have some questions?
Well, Madam Chair, since you brought it up, since you asked.
My mistake.
You know, I was somewhat disappointed in the minutes from the hearing in that, you know, the questions and the responses, you know, really seem to be kind of a mixed bag. And I know, you know, you're not going to put down every word everyone said, but I know, like, I asked everyone about PMP 715, and I think there was only one response.
Madam, I'm sorry.
And I don't know, you know, one of the things that I was looking for, and I've been trying to find the audio of, I thought it was, you know, kind of a big deal, was Mr. Gatchell's testimony, where he talked about, you know, what he was told and what he was instructed, and how it was not his responsibility to remind people or inform people of when their driver's license expired. You know, I kind of thought that was significant, and I wanted to hear it again. I haven't, you know, been able to find it. But besides that, the minutes were great. Thank you.
Thank you both. Hearing that, we have already passed the minutes with the facts and findings mm-hmm. in them. So if I'm of the opinion that these should go ahead and be yes. approved, and in the future things can be done mm-hmm. a little bit differently, but right now I would like to get these minutes off the table. And
I can defer to that. I recognize, too, that here we are in June, and having good memories, especially when the audio is not real clear, is difficult this far down the line. But future reference going forward, I mean, I think, like I said, the audio sometimes has some technical issues or is just difficult to get to the point. If we could have a little more substance to our summary minutes.
Thank you. So do I hear a motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chair. Yeah, we would have this case wasn't appealed, so we don't have to worry too much about the record, but we do have a recording of the hearing, which is available if a case was appealed. It could be transcribed and then go up to the Superior Court where it would become the record. So I don't know if that's the, you wanted to comment on that too, Jennifer?
Ms. Taylor.
Thank you. Chair Sexton, Board Member Hansen. My concern is, I mean, I hear what you're saying about having the minutes be very thorough. First of all, Board Member Hansen is absolutely right. The real record is the actual recording. It can be transcribed by a court reporter, and that is the record, and the board's outcome and actions are reflected in the findings. And I'm just saying this, taking off the legal advisor cap and putting on the counseling cap. Wendy, it is probably, there's more transcription on a shorter hearing because she's just kind of doing word for 3 hours. I don't know how long it would take her to do a long transcription of a 3-hour hearing. I will tell you, I think that the minutes are very detailed, extremely detailed, even for, she made it very clear, this person was asked, this is just my thought. It's a staffing issue and resource thing that might make it more problematic, you know, because the summary minutes, I think, are actually fairly appropriate. I've always thought that these long minutes that are actually word-for-word transcriptions are also long. And going to the point that Board Member Sexton made, I think we could potentially be putting Ms. Hobson in a very difficult position of being what is relevant testimony and what is not. With due respect to Wendy, I don't think that's an appropriate call for her to make in terms of summarizing the testimony and what is relevant and what is not relevant. And that's why, as much as I respectfully understand your position, I think it creates a problem for Wendy, not only on the resource issue, but asking her to analyze what testimony would be most relevant to go in the proceedings or the summary minutes. Does that make sense? I just want to put that before the board's consideration.
I do want you to understand that I almost had a motion to pass these minutes and get this over and done with.
Oh, I still think
I really appreciate your comments.
Okay. I think the minutes should be passed at this point. But
thank you. And the other thing that I will say to that is, with the opening remarks from both parties, there needs to be more than a sentence in there. Because that really is them laying out their case, and maybe it was only a sentence. And so that's the one area of concern that I still have concern about. I think that especially the opening statements where they're presenting their case, that should be a little longer than a sentence.
I understand. It's just, I think it's difficult for Wendy to know how
far. I understand.
Because, I mean, she could easily spend 3 days typing minutes.
Well, and then the other point that we're making about this is the recording. And it is difficult for some of us to find, to hear, and even when we're careful, and I know that you had to go back and review some of that hearing as well, it's just difficult with just the recording. And I don't want to call in a court clerk to come in and do it verbatim, and so there are just some areas that I would like to have more information in our minutes about. And going, my memory now, I have no idea what they said at their opening statement. I have no idea.
I just wanted to give you my view on what I think will be difficult. I think it's going to be a challenge.
I appreciate that. I thank you for looking out for our wonderful coordinator. We're sorry. We're making you work harder. But only for the opening statement. That's all I'm asking.
So, with that said,
Board Member Heller,
I would move that we untable February 1st minutes and pass them at this point.
It's been moved to take the minutes off the table and pass them. And it's been seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next item, a request for appeal received from David Haley. Wendy, do you want to speak to this at all?
The request for appeal was received, and it was administratively handled through legal and the chair, and the request was denied because there was no CSB jurisdiction.
Just to clarify for the board, the individual had been terminated from an appointed position. He's not in the classified service. So there's just an issue of standing outright. So thank you.
Sure.
So not expecting an answer right now, but perhaps you can do some.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. There is going to be some discussion about this reclassification and especially some of these analyst positions. Is that correct? When you come before us at the study session, and we don't know when that's going to be yet, do you have a guesstimation or a hope?
I am hoping by the end of summer. I'm planning to work with IBEW 483 on it before we come back to the board because I want to share with them what I find.
Okay.
I've collected quite a bit of information, and I've still got quite a bit more to go.
Well, I'm going to put something else on your plate. I'm sorry.
Sure.
But one of the things that, the reason that we did not take this before us was that he was moved into another classification, which made him exempt. And I'm wondering, there must be a history of how these reclassifications happened. And if the city council, there must be a resolution about how that occurred. There has to be some documentation. And so if you could find that and present it to the board at that time,
sure.
I would really appreciate it because I would kind of like to know when this occurred and how it occurred and
this particular situation?
No, actually just the classifications as you move people into the exempt positions.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you. Is that it? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Gosh, you've really kind of piqued my interest in a conversation we probably shouldn't be having.
Okay.
Well, so this appeal that was denied, so this person is in an appointed position.
Exactly.
But it sounds like he was just moved to an appointed position?
No, we don't know.
Oh, okay.
I pulled the class back on it. That position it was created in 2009 as an appointed position. It's been an appointed position for 9 years. Beyond how it was reclassified before, but so that's been an unclassified position for 9 years, according to the HR document that I looked at.
All right. Thank you.
But this does fit into the study session and the classifications that we are asking about. And so that's why I brought that up
right.
Tonight, okay?
Good.
Okay. Moving on. Wendy, you're back on board.
Okay. The second item under communication for information is our July 5th meeting is rescheduled due to the holiday and will be held on the 19th, as will the hearing, the Edwards hearing. And the third item is, you already mentioned it, is the study session regarding the classifications as postponed pending human resources research and review.
Thank you. Actions on matters still pending, you already covered that. Again, the appeal hearing in the matter of Justin Edwards is confirmed and will be held on July 19th. I will be so happy to see you all here in July. Consideration of matters set for public hearing. There are none tonight. Civil Service Board Coordinator report?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director report and request.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm reporting tonight on one list extension request and one list abolishment. They were both approved by Director of Human Resources, Gary Buchanan. The details are in your packet. The first is a list extension for Customer Service Representative Technical. It's a departmental promotional list, and it was for a 30-day extension. There were 23 on the original list, 8 of which were City of Tacoma residents. No one was hired from the list, and there's still currently 23 people on the list. A recruitment to establish a new list is underway. The announcement of open competitive examinations closed on May 7th, 2018 with 467 applicants. This 30-day extension will limit disruption while these candidates are in the testing process. Second,
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Assistant Director. There you go. I see Rodney's not here tonight, but I still wanted to compliment him on an excellent report.
I will pass that
Thank
along.
You.
Thank you very much. Okay, the second is a list abolishment for construction inspector. It's an open list. There were 9 people originally on the list, 2 of which were City of Tacoma residents. 2 people were hired from the list, 1 of which was a City of Tacoma resident, and there's 7 people still on the list. Following an in-depth evaluation of skills and education, including candidate interviews, there are no remaining candidates under consideration. Therefore, the list was abolished. And that concludes my report.
Board Member Sexton.
Well, Shelby, the first thing that comes to mind for me on, really both of these reports, but the other one answered my questions, and this one doesn't. Something I've brought up before is the minimum qualifications, and when are those reviewed, or that I think some of them need to be looked at, and I think this is one here that I think could really use some looking at. It's my experience as a construction worker half my life, in the 80s, 90s, we saw a lot of project managers, construction managers, construction administrators, construction professionals straight out of college that, didn't have any work experience and construction experience. And I think, the trend has been away from that, in recent years. Because you get those people and the first thing they need is on-the-job training. And when I look at this, I think that, someone with, years of construction experience wouldn't necessarily be qualified for this position. And they could very well be the best person to be a construction inspector. So,
okay.
A just suggestion. I think I've tossed, similar comments like that out before, and I don't know if they usually go very far, but just wanted to mention that. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
And it was just pointed out to me that the number of city residents was 2 at the top, but by 5 number of currently on the list, it says number of city of Tacoma residents, 6.
How did I miss that?
I don't know, but that would be something I would think you'd see.
New math.
Thank you for catching that.
New math?
Yeah. It is still 2, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, it should be 1.
Should be 1.
You hire 1, that was 1 thing or
less. Obviously, I'm in human resources for a reason.
So, so 2 minus 1 equals 6.
Yes, that is
new
our
math.
That is our math now. Thank you. Thank you for the report.
Thank you.
Comments by the public? Thank you. Comments by board? Hearing none. We are out of here. We are adjourned.